This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, November 30th, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger.
The topic is skills development and lifelong learning, the role of the trade unions. And this is the occasion for the launch of the Skills Development and Lifelong Learning Resource Guide for Workers' Organizations.
That is Maria Elena Andre, the director of the Bureau for Workers' Activities of the UN's International Labour Organization. The Bureau, which operates under its French acronym ACTRAV, is focused on helping to develop the capacities of labor unions, especially in developing countries. She was speaking in a webinar during the launch of a resource guide on skills development and lifelong learning.
The idea behind this manual lies on the need to include on the trade union agenda the issues relating to skills development, to lifelong learning, because they are so relevant to improve workers' capacities to enter, to progress, and to stay in the labor market. And I think it's also very important to reinforce our democracies and citizenship, so important and so relevant in these atypical times we live under now. And I think that this agenda is going to have a greater sense of urgency, although it has already been very, very important for the last decades. Now, having as a starting point the ILO Centenary Declaration, skills development and lifelong learning are the real human-centered agenda to be promoted based on national and international labor standards, but also on the strong social dialogue at all levels with very, very strong social partners. And this can be considered, I would say, as preconditions to build a better normal in the post-COVID world. Now, why is it more urgent for trade unions to discuss the skills and lifelong learning agenda in times of COVID-19? We all know that the COVID-19 pandemic is presenting many challenges for our health systems, for the economy, for our social systems, and of course, for enterprises, but especially for workers and for workers' organizations. Access to quality education for all, to skills development and to lifelong learning are being affected by the current crisis. And it's just enough to look at the situation of young people in the current crisis. So it is also central in the responses that we need to find to this current crisis pandemic. Trade unions, as key actors in the governance of skills and lifelong learning, have been and have to continue playing an important role in adapting education and training systems, its content, its delivery models, and also supporting teachers and education personnel during the COVID-19 pandemic. Through social dialogue, trade union support is focused on assuring the continuation and adaptation of education and training during the COVID-19 pandemic, including through an increased emphasis on innovation. And this has highlighted the many challenges with regard to enhancing access to ICT and online learning, for instance, the democracy in terms of access to these new forms of education and training delivery. But we cannot forget also that at the center of the COVID-19 pandemic are the health and the working conditions of workers. And trade unions have been key in helping workers in general, but also teachers and education personnel in particular, to navigate the impacts from and the responses to the crisis. Always in line with international labor standards, trade unions have been calling for the protection of working conditions during the crisis, for adequate training and support for teachers as they transition from face-to-face learning, for adequate occupational safety and health protection to allow for a safe and healthy return to work, or for social dialogue, tripartism and collective bargaining, also between governments, trade unions and employers in order to design and to implement immediate and post-pandemic responses.
You can find the ILO Resource Guide on Skills Development and Lifelong Learning at ilo.org/skills. And that's it, International Labor News You Can Use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.